10 thinks you're a 3 in importance. On a 0 to 10 thinks you're a 3 of love. Give you a 5 of variety, but he's sticking around at an 8. What would you want to do to him, Neil, if you were her?
Change him or get rid of him.
Change him or get rid of him. Well, you're thinking like a man with a get rid of him part. Now, he is the father of your daughter. Are you really going to just get rid of him?
No idea.
Yes, you do. And is he the source of your security financially?
Yes.
Are you going to get rid of him? He's the father of your daughter, and he's the source of your survival. Are you going to get rid of him?
No.
No. What are you going to do when you feel insignificant and unloved and uncontributed to and not growing with? What are you going to do?
Make him change.
Make him change. You're right. How are you going to do that?
Make him stay at home more often.
How are you going to make him stay at home?
Give him an ultimatum.
Give him an ultimatum. What's the ultimatum say?
It says you spend more time at home and you don't go off playing with the band.
Or?
Or I leave.
And take your daughter.
With, yeah. Or, no, she'll probably say, or you leave.
And I'll keep your daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't your daughter the element that she uses as leverage even if she doesn't say it?
Yeah.
Isn't that your deepest fear?
Yes.
Isn't that why you're still there?
Yes.
Let's say you left. Let's sit back out here on the bench 30 years from now and talk about the story of what happened. What do you think? What do you think happened?
When making any important decision, it is useful to sit down and imagine yourself 30 years later, looking back on the decision you made. Tony will now ask for ideas from the group.
Sorry, I think you've got it all wrong. I think you're still thinking as a man when you were trying to think as your wife. About using your child as an ultimatum. What she desperately wants is you to love her like she's never been loved before. That's what she's looking for. That's what, and then she'll stay, and you'll stay. She wouldn't use a child as a threat if she really, truly loved you. She wants your love back that you gave her when you first started, before the child came. Give your wife the love that you've got your child, if you like, but give your wife the love that she's looking for. She would never, ever use a child if she really loved you as a weapon against you, if she really loved you.
Now, I got a question. How do we know if she's using the child or not? And if someone's going to lose love, and that's survival for them, what will they use in a position of survival to try to hang on?
Anything.
So I really appreciate what you're really saying is, I wouldn't do that. And I honor you for that. But some people would use anything. And I don't know what she's used. I only know his perception. What's going to happen for this man, by the way, if he decides to stay?
If he doesn't communicate with his wife, then he'll probably die inside.
He'll probably die inside.
I think so.
But how would he have to communicate to her? Because he feels insignificant and uncertain, and he feels almost no variety with her, and he feels almost no growth, no contribution. What's he going to communicate?
I think his starting point is what he's learned about himself this week, and the values and masculinity and femininity, and maybe take some of the tools that he's learned, the strategies that he's learned from this, and send his wife here.
Send his wife here? Okay. Well, I'm not going to go to that Tony Robbins bullshit. Oh, yeah, you want me to become like you again. You know, you want me to like rock music, too. He probably plays loud rock music there, for all I know. Who said that? I'm curious. If she thinks she'll lose him, she'll go?